talking head. I'm watching this serious newsroom and thinking, how, what an important and positive and educative and informing, you know, valuable role the news channels can play. But if they are bought up, controlled by other interests, like business interests, political interests, this and that, then what a detrimental role they can play. You know what I mean? Because, let's put it like this. If the news are giving the real picture of what's going on in the world right now, then yes, we can see a bit more clearly, all of us. So then, and this is what I grew up with, and especially saw it in my parents, you get used to that and you get respect for the news. Of course, in those days there was only one channel, state television news and newspapers. And you accepted that. I don't think my parents could even imagine, you know, picture in their imagination that there could be something untrue in what they see or hear or read on the news. This was something that, it seems to me, my generation or those, you know, a few years older than me, started to realize that sometimes they don't present the true picture of what's going on. They use tricks. They may just ignore to show something, that someone there behind it all doesn't want us to know about. And they can slant things in certain ways. I mean, it was so easy to see, I remember, as a teenager. They can let anyone talk, but you immediately or quickly see what the journalist thinks is right. So when that person has been interviewed, the journalist comes, either is prepared to cut that person down or get the last word or something. Or you cut the video, the film in such a way that they make fools of themselves. I mean, there are all these kind of ways to, that I saw then clearly was used, and I heard from my journalist friends that, you know, you learn these kind of things in school, if not. Overtly, so covertly. So anyway, and I think today, which I also read in a book I'm reading right now, the journalists working for these very big news channels, networks, and, you know, I mean, there's this big business going on there. They have to follow the guidelines, agree on the worldview, you could say, that that corporation has. And how did it get that? Well, someone up there makes sure that it gets there, shapes that worldview, that, you know. And this is, of course, especially easy to see once you look when it comes to political events, when it comes to wars. We can look at the present situation with Israel and Palestine and Lebanon and so on, and Iran and Ukraine. What a different understanding and view you get from mainstream news media than you get today, luckily, from independent journalists and scholars who are studying and analyzing, and we are talking diplomats, you know, generally retired people who dare to say what they want and are older and very experienced, top level up there under the president and knowing the important people, very, very well informed also what's happening now. And when you listen to them, who are basically the people that the politicians use or used to get their intelligence, you could say, the picture they give today is a completely different in many cases. And today, I think it started today or yesterday, this BRICS meeting, which is, I mean, according to them, the probably most important and significant meeting, conference, what you want to call it, between the top leaders of the, like, basically half of the world, where they are sitting down together and planning their future, the corporation, the, you know, things that, such as freeing their countries from the dependency on dollars and on Europe and on America, and, I mean, phew. I'm just sitting watching this whole drama on YouTube. I mean, very intelligent people are, fortunately, I mean, I'm grateful to them, they're spending so much time. And, you know, they're telling us, some of them, they mention the back rooms where the politicians are talking behind the screen and things that you hardly would ever hear in the news, whatever. And these guys say, yeah, I used to sit in those rooms. We've got those kind of people there. So I recommend finding reliable journalists, not those just sitting there being fed by some big corporation for some fame or money or whatever. But the real ones, the brave ones, the ones out on the battlefields, showing it from the other side. The ones who dare to look at things from the other side than the generally allowed side to look at it from. And even risking. Their reputation, and you know, I mean, if you get enemies up there among the power people, you gotta be careful. So, yeah, I would say this is pretty critical and important. To support your local, real, honest, fact-giving, fact-checking journalists. And yes, some of them are on this side politically and some are on the other side and this and that. Some give that view and the others give the other one. But then at least you are looking at it from different points of view. And that's a good step on the way. And then those who are real journalists, or real scholars, those are people who are sworn to, just as a doctor is sworn to heal people, just want to give the truth, to give the facts, and who is known among other intelligent people and knowledgeable people to be reliable. And you learn that as you go on here. I give you a list of them down here, and you may argue that, or but you know, check them out if you don't know about them already. These are at least my recommendations, and you make up your own mind. And you can even look at this channel.